Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976 allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. The views and opinions expressed in this video and on UME Radio YouTube channel are those of the host and or the guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of UME Radio YouTube channel.
I am a author, so my book, Things Left Unsaid Before I Do, is about questions that I wish I had asked or I had gone in depth in before I got married. Those questions would have clarified certain aspects of the marriage to probably help it to be a bit better. I mean, not everything that the counselor or premarital counselor can help you with, but at least those basic things I believe should have been covered. So that's what it's about. A little over a year after I got married, that was my first marriage, I was at work and I thought about some of the issues that we were having, and I decided to just it started out just by writing them down in my diary and writing things about them that I wish I had known and how to better deal with it. That's how it started. You can find my book via Shopping Assistance JA there on Instagram. And if it is that you want to order it via online, you can order it on Amazon. If you want to contact me, you can contact me via The Unfiltered by J, that's on Instagram, or Gloria Adegold on Instagram.
Let's talk
relationships on UME Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE,
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7.
Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Hi, good night, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk Relationships. How y'all doing? Ah, DJ KTE, I don't know. I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you now, Lady Misty in the house
okay. Tonight.
Yes.
Hi.
It's been a long time. I'm so glad
listen,
you're back.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, fam?
I am doing just about all right. You know, I'm again very grateful for life. And grateful to be here again with this amazing audience.
I am grateful to be here too. I have missed you guys so much.
And we miss you as well.
Listen, I'm going to need a whole show just to talk about my journey, but that's for another show.
Oh, I can't wait to read that book.
But it's been... thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Satin Brownie, telling me welcome back. Yeah, it's been a minute. I have been out.
Yes.
My girl is back.
There we go.
Oh, it's such an awesome feeling to be back on LTR, you know, talking up the things them.
Yes, and we're so happy to have those in between folks who came along and kind of helped the carry the baton on. You know what I'm saying? So we thank God for Trisha and
I have to say, Lady Gloria. Thank you so much. Really
nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So listen, Lady Adigo, Lady Marsha J, Lady Trisha. Come on. DJ Kelly, I know she'd be holding it down, and you too, DJ KTE. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been here sweating
keeping my seat warm. Keeping my seat warm. For those of you who are just coming in, you know, your girl was out for a minute, she was a little bit under the weather. But I'm back,
the sun is shining again.
And the sun is shining again. So, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk Relationships right here on You Me Radio. Now, here we explore the dynamics and evolution of relationships, identify challenges, and offer perspectives through transformative conversation. We are all about the transformative conversations. And of course, we are here to promote strong, healthy family life and community. Listen, it's important to us that you know that this is not our intention to offer opinions or advice on how you should live your personal life. Hey, you do you, boo, do you. So do your research, be a free thinker, make sure you're doing well in your own life as well, and know that we wish you love and happiness. So as we look forward to a great show tonight, we want to say a big thank you. You know me, we start with an attitude of gratitude. So we want to say a big thank you to all our partners and supporters, our listeners and viewers from all over the world. You continue to hold us down. Yes, and I see Travel Escapades. He's saying, my TV wifey. Uh-oh. Oh my God, I got elevated. I got an upgrade. Good night, Travel Escapades. I see you finding happy. I see you, Satin Brownie. I see all of you. Come on. Thank you so much for joining. Come on in the room and keep us company. Come on in the room. We are happy that you are here. Now, we know you could have been so many places and spaces, so many other places tonight, but you have chosen to spend the time with us, and value your time. So we're going to jump right into our main topic after sharing a few reminders. So once again, I'm back, baby. Welcome to the show. I am Lady Misty.
And, you know, this is DJ K. T.E. And yes, I'm excited to be here as well.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
And we want to say a big happy birthday to anyone who may be celebrating their birthday today, and also congratulating any couple celebrating anniversaries. Or if you got married today, hey, congratulations to you too.
Yes. And last but not least, today is what? November. You want to tell them what it is?
Yeah, today's the 8th of November.
It's going by fast.
Yeah, it's almost the end of year. It's almost Thanksgiving. Almost Black Friday.
And it's the time is now 9:05 p.m. So yes, time is flying. It's flying by real fast. So what do we do?
DJ KTE.
Real fast.
We on the same time zone now. So as you know, I'm here on the beautiful island of Jamaica. You over there in New York, but we on the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
We on the same time zone now. So you got an hour. You got an hour extra to sleep.
Yes, I did, and I was very thankful. I felt like when I heard we have an extra hour. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because I had a very late, long weekend, late night. I hadn't been out in Brooklyn, but at first I didn't want to. We're upstate somewhere. So I had to drive all the way down. So you know, when I came on, I was like bushed. But it was nice that I had an extra hour, because that really helped a whole lot.
All right, yes. let me jump on this real quick. Happy birthday, Trish Gay Kelly. Uh-oh. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Please have yourself a blast.
November Queen. Happy birthday. I trust you had a blast. Mm. And you know, you do it like me. You celebrate the entire month, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's nobody else like you. All right. Yeah, yeah. So to listen or to watch this or other episodes later, you can also listen to Yumi Radio on all major digital platforms, including via our app, of course. Get the app, guys.
At
app.yumiradio.com.
I'm sorry, I can't interrupt you here. Can you say it again so that they can really hear it clearly without me interrupting you, my dears? Try it again.
So it's app, A-P-P, that's the app. .yumiradio.com. Yumi Radio, one word, all right? All lower caps, one word. And it's available on Apple or the Google App Stores.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can also reach us on CariVision, and that's reaching over 1.7 million homes. Mm-hmm. iTunes, iHeart Radio, TuneIn, Google, Podbean, TuneU, Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, and Listen Notes.
Right, am I seeing a birthday again for Trisha right there again, too? I see another birthday coming up for November. What we got going on here? Birthday's coming up here? Happy birthday, Trisha.
Yeah,
my family, goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the fam is celebrating a lot of birthdays. We are so happy.
You. Good for you.
For that.
Hope you enjoyed.
All right. So tonight, what are we talking about tonight, DJ?
You know, being a male, I'm going to be very, very quiet tonight. I'll be just listening on in and trying to learn.
I deliberately asked you that question.
So just get your seatbelts on and get your gears up.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, tonight, talking about clitoracy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't be blushing right now. Get your papers, your pens.
So we can learn something. Right? Yeah.
We are talking about female satisfaction in the bedroom, and the question is: can we talk about it? Can we talk for a minute or maybe more?
Can we talk for a minute?
Okay, we're going to be talking for more than just a minute tonight. We're talking about female satisfaction in the bedroom. And of course, you know, before we start any conversation, we start with a little baseline, right? So
yes,
we start with some information, because this is an information station.
There you go.
All right. So we are talking about the clitoris and clitoral play, how to set. And I know ladies out there, if you're hearing me, I know y'all have been faking it to make these men feel okay. But we're gonna take them to school tonight.
So we can get some understanding. And you know, before we even go any further, I'll say this, ladies and gentlemen, all your listeners, for the last year and a half or so, even more, that this show right here, we've spoken about quite a few different issues and topics that based around the family and empowering our audience. And is not a topic to get lost in. It's really having a conversation, because many people have thoughts and they think about things, but there's never a verbal display. And sometimes we can be more loving, more understanding, more unified if we get to hear each other explain and express ourselves in a very safe space. And so we here on LTR want to be a safe space to amplify one's voice, but also to bring about awareness that where it may need to be, and to show that, you know, love is not just a word, but it's an action. And at the end of the day, we're all one family. with different backgrounds, different culture, different ideas, different thoughts. And if we can bring it together in a loving way, an open-minded way, it'd be amazing what we can accomplish. So
that's right.
With that said, carry on, Lady Misty.
All right. So I am reading from, this information is from healthline.com. And it's health, healthy sex, and partnered pleasure. So it says, clitoral stimulation for a partner or with a partner. Now, it says, knowing every part of your clitoris is kind of putting together a unique outfit. Each of our bodies and makeup below is different. For some people, playing with the clitoral hood brings pleasure, while for others, the vestibular, I hope I pronounced that right, bulbs bring on all sensation. Yes. You don't have to address every part, just the ones that work for you. And that may change as you age or explore. And it may be different when you're with a new partner. Now, it continues to say, if you are the clitoris owner, whoever you are out there, don't be shy about letting on about stimulation likes or dislikes. There is no shame in making all contact and making your partner know what you like to feel during a sexual encounter. If you're dating, don't be afraid to ask about your partner's desires too. And don't be afraid to tell them. Frame the question around how invested you are in discovering their pleasure points, men, and taking the time to do so without placing pressure on them to perform. Experimenting with consent, of course, vocalizing, and it says, no, you don't have to be a screamer unless you want to. And listening to desires are equally important when it comes to having sex with someone. That go-to spot that felt good last week, it may have moved 2 inches over to a new spot. You just never know. And that's why we're giving out all the opinions on giving and receiving clitoral stimulation. Now, it continues to give some ideas, some tips on how to focus on the clitoris during partner play. Now, the first one says, be handsy. So it says, many penetrating positions, whether using a penis, a hand, or a toy, allow for either a partner's hand or your own hand or even both to play with the clitoris. Now it says, the second one is pillow prop. So grind your clit on an artfully placed pillow or a bunched up blanket while your partner penetrates your vagina with a penis, toy, fingers from behind. That's another suggestion. Here's one. Furniture fun. No, I know that person are looking at me like, what? What are you talking about?
Furniture fun.
Just listen. Yes, just listen. Now it says, use the furniture for support. Support, guys, support. Especially when you want to stimulate yourself with your hand during penetration, or kneel on a pillow on the floor and lean your body against the mattress so you don't have to balance with one arm. A headboard or sofa back work well too. And it gives quite a ride. Now, it says as well, if a certain technique doesn't get your headspace on cloud 9 alone with a bedmate or partner, don't stress. Clitoral stimulation isn't one size fit all. Mix it up until you find the right position, pleasure, and rhythm that feels good for you. So
that's interesting. I want to, as one viewer
says. Here's a question I want to throw out there before we continue. And especially for the ladies and the men, I'm sure the men who have partners, is your partner clitorally stimulated or not? Because some ladies aren't. And ladies, this question is for you too. Have you ever been on cloud nine? Really? Seriously, honest. Be honest with me. I want to hear your answers.
I was thinking cloud 10, but I guess 9 is fine.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to be talking about the G-spot, all of those kinds of things. Can it be found? Does every woman have one? Is it real? Yeah, we're going to be talking about some things tonight. So let me go. So let me jump on some of these comments before we go to the spotlight. So, listen, they're chatting up a storm already, DJ KTE.
I see that the fire is on. The fire is on.
Yeah, so Satin Brownie saying, I don't even know that was a requirement, to be honest.
Okay.
All right.
That's honest.
Yes.
We appreciate that, honesty. You didn't know, you just didn't know.
Yeah, Finding Happy says, learning is good, and I always learn when I come here. Thank you for what you do, for real. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Travel Escapades over there is saying, woo, touch me, baby. Finding Happy saying, no. Yeah, nope. Finding Happy also says, nope, is that even real, that Cloud Nine fantasy? Well, we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to hear about it.
Yeah. You know, yes, I'm going to be going there, Misty. I'm going to go Frank tonight.
Is there truly such a place? You know, interestingly, DJ KTE, there are quite a number of women out there who have said they have never experienced orgasm.
You know, and, you know, I thought when I heard that at first, I thought that was a myth, because I'm thinking the area is already so sensitive and so forth, but I am to realize that a lot of it started from the brain, from the mind. And that's, I'm sure, something we can get into later on in the show. But, you know, the way someone approaches the body, you know, is not just a physical part. There are the parts that we don't see, you know, the thought and the way someone looks at things culturally, experientially. Sometimes there's trauma there that the person has not maybe dealt with, and it affects everything. And so, you know, it's all connected. So if one thing is I would say, it's out of alignment, especially emotionally, that can affect everything else, you know. And what should be fun and exciting becomes an ordeal. Sometimes a nightmare for some people, you know, so... It's a real topic here.
It is. I see Satin Brown says she's never experienced an orgasm. You know, if she's not there in her mind, you know, I'm just going along to get along.
And so a lot of people are.
And I see Trisha saying that's sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Quite a few.
It was made not just for, I believe, procreation, but for enjoyment as well. You know, and that's why the body has this thing called these pleasure sensors. You know, we have some having their neck and have it, you know, have it in their feet and the back and the legs and different parts of their body. And it's there to bring that pleasure to us. So, I can just imagine, you know, some people go through their entire lives and never gotten to these things, gotten to what really is and how it could be, and really have been robbed, so to speak, you know?
Yes, and true. So, and there are some women that have faked it to to please, to soothe, or to stroke the man's ego.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so they're not truly being satisfied in the bedroom, mm-hmm. but, you know, probably not to make the man feel bad or probably lead him along because, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they know the men thinking that they have it all together, but they don't.
It's true. And sometimes too, the woman doesn't feel like she's deserving of it. A lot of times they feel as if,
true.
You know, I'm just doing, being a dutiful wife, you know, just doing my duty.
Yeah,
and just sometimes do what they do. Yes, and sometimes they never know it. Even felt it serves me. I wanted more of it. They've never had that in their lives. So they live their lives in their marriage like that's the way it's supposed to be. But sometimes when they get that one experience, they're like, wow, that's what it is? That's what I've been missing all this time? Then, of course, that becomes now like an awakening, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I can experience this over and over again. Then sometimes it changes as well, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It is a good thing, but I've spoken to women and, hey, y'all, I'm not promoting this now. I'm just saying. But I've spoken to women who say that their husbands don't get them there, you know, that cloud nine experience. But they have a little side piece that do.
Yeah, that's another. Oh Lord, that's another. I'm just saying. That's a whole different.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, in the space of the marriage, you know, the sex is just, you know, fulfilling that duty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody saying, ooh, child, I know. Right. But there is somebody else in their life who gets, you know, as you would say, gets them off or get them to cloud nine. Mm-hmm. You know, or allow them to experience that height of satisfaction. And it's like, ooh. And, you know, I saw somebody saying it's a very serious conversation, and it is. And sometimes it is difficult to speak to men about this. But we got some people here to help us tonight to talk about
some lovely
about
guests we have. Yes,
things.
We do.
Yes. We have some lovely, lovely, lovely people. So we have some special guests tonight who will be joining us in the room tonight and joining in on the conversation as we seek to empower you, our amazing, amazing audience. So please help me welcome our guest tonight. So it is Karella Setz-Waters. I hope I pronounced that right. Please correct me if I'm wrong, ladies.
Well, but, you know, I'm not the butcher name, so I thank you for...
Yes.
The attempt. I think you're okay, though. And of course, she'll make the correction.
Tobias Stewart James. So please let me know if I butchered your name. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Good night, ladies.
And we have...
How are you doing?
Is it Sade Buckridge?
Yes.
Yes. Nice to have you ladies here with us tonight.
I got the name near right. Good.
Welcome.
Good night,
welcome.
Ladies. Thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk Relationships. Oh, y'all so beautiful. I'm so sorry you can't see my beautiful face because, you know, living in a third world country ain't pretty. But I'm working on it.
Ladies, again, welcome again. Welcome to this Let's Talk Relationships. And I said earlier when we were opening up that I'm the only male here tonight, so I'll be doing a lot of listening very carefully to you ladies with all the wisdom.
Yes, ladies, we're going to take him on tonight.
That you're going to share with us tonight. So if I don't say much and I start to cry, don't laugh, okay? I'm going to get emotional here, okay?
All right. Sometimes men just need to listen. That's all they need to do, listen.
Thank you. So there you go.
That's my girl. I feel good already because these ladies are just firing already. I like it. All right. So guests, please introduce yourselves. You know, tell us a little bit about what you do before we jump into this very, very hot topic tonight. I'm going to start with you, Toby. Good night. And just tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to.
Okay, hi everyone. I am Tobia Stewart James. I am a counselor by profession. I am someone who believes in just the self. I believe in building a brand, a positive brand. I believe in people. I believe in making persons become their true selves, whether it is socially, sexually, any part of the alleys.
I think that covers it all.
Yeah, and you know, it so happens that I wanted to be a sex therapist some years ago. Yeah, so you know, talking about, I'm very fascinated with sex and pleasure and all of that. So yeah,
nice.
Thank you.
Sade.
Oh, nice. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
I am good. I'm good. I hope you're good, too. So I'm... I'm sure they book up anyway, retail and distribute. So at Fetish, we aim to assist individuals, you know, in the whole sector. So... health and something's something is happening.
Yeah, there's a little bit of glitch here in the what we can. Yes, so we're going to continue with Carilla, and you can pick it up when you get a little situated with the Wi-Fi. You can be Wi-Fi issue there, so we'll bring you back in now. Okay, Sade. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me here. Okay. I am just absolutely honored and delighted to get to learn a whole bunch myself, I'm sure, this evening. And thank you to Yumi Radio and all the listeners out there who are coming out to hear this kind of challenging conversation, you know, this fun, cool, important conversation, but still one that, you know, might make folks feel a little nervous. So thank you for being here and doing that. I am a romance writer, and my brand image focuses on clitoracy. Latest release is Satisfaction Guaranteed. It's hit Amazon top romances of 2021, and it is about two women who co-inherit a failing sex toy store. Wow. And they have one month to save it from bankruptcy. One of the women is a pleasure educator. She's very experienced and knowledgeable about sex. Other woman is about to turn 30 and she's never had an orgasm. She's had very limited sexual experience and that's really weighing on her. She feels bad about not having those experiences. She feels, you know, like people might judge her for it. And so together they find love because it's a romance novel. We always get a happily ever after. It's a guarantee with romance. That's why I love the genre. But one of the things I tried to do with this book, that's just like fun, light, easy, you know, read it over the weekend kind of thing, was to sneak in there some education about clitoracy and female pleasure. So that someone would come away, someone would pick up the book just because it's fun, but they'd come away maybe knowing a little bit more about their own body if they have a clitoris, or if they're with someone with a clitoris, maybe have a little better idea of how to be intimate with that person. So I've just been so delighted by the feedback I've gotten from folks who've had that experience, and I can't wait to talk about the clitoris some more here with y'all.
All right. So, Sade, we had a little bit of glitch here, but you're back. I'm glad you're back. You didn't leave us. We weren't hearing you, so we kind of went along to come back at you. So you're still here. We all here, and we want to hear you now. Just kind of start over again what you were saying earlier.
Okay.
And thank you, by the way.
Sure.
Carilla.
That's fine. So as I said before, director of Fetish Secrets Limited, we are adult novelty company. So we retail and distribute pleasure products, sex toys as is. So we assist individuals, you know, in discovering their different fetishes, desires and stuff like that. And we sexually educate you to a better sexual health and sexual growth.
Yes. Thank you so much. That sounds really, really.
Thank you so
much.
It's
like a mouthful in a short bite, you know?
That's my place.
I think Karela wrote about Shadre in her book, because she has she has a sex store, and her book talks about somebody. Yes, her books talk about somebody who inherited a business that was, you know, like that. So I like this vibe. I like this vibe.
Yes.
So my first question. Oh, for some persons have been asking about the name of the book, Karela. So it is Satisfaction Guaranteed, correct?
Guaranteed.
Yes, Satisfaction Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely, lovely.
You can pick it up in all the places like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, where you might get your books.
All right.
All right. All right, Karela, since you're on the floor, let me ask you. What is the number one thing that people don't know about the clitoris?
I think that probably the number one thing people don't know is that it's it looks like this, and it's about the size of well, this is probably to scale. Toby, you can tell me if it looks about right. It's not that much smaller than the non-erect penis. But for so long, we've been taught, if we've been taught about it at all, that it's just this little tiny button on the outside, but there's actually a whole structure on the inside.
Yeah.
So all this time I had it wrong. All this time.
Yeah.
Somebody have mercy on me. Oh, wow.
I don't know if your sex ed classes, if you had them, were the same as mine, but we didn't hear any of that. If we're lucky, we might get a little dot.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Yes.
And then
I'm learning already.
Then the other thing that I think is just so challenging and a cause of a lot of heartbreak for folks is that the kind of sex acts that really work for someone with a penis aren't necessarily the ones that are going to work for the clitoris. So penetration, fun, awesome, but it's not the best way to bring in a woman or someone with the clitoris to orgasm. So there are a lot of women out there like not getting quite what they need from penetration. And a lot of men, folks with penises, feeling bad because somehow they're failing to please their female partners when in fact they've kind of been told the wrong thing. They said, you got to do this. You got to last long. You got to be big. And that's not actually what they need to do. So, then you got some people feeling like they're not like living up to what they should be, and other people feeling like, oh, they're not getting what they, there must be something wrong with them because they don't get off on this. So anyways, a lot of sadness, I think, coming from folks not knowing enough about the clitoris. So that's why I think it's so cool that we're here and we're having this conversation.
Wow.
Yes. And I think it's important to really acknowledge that while it's an organ where you are able to see the clitoris, you know, visibly see it, where it is right there alone, that's like 8,000 nerve endings. Just there. 8,000
nerve endings. I've heard that.
So when you think about, you know, that sensitivity, and if you just apply pressure, even the simplest amount of pressure for some women, it can just set them off. So it's a major major part of pleasure.
So you would say it's really sad, ladies, to have something like that with such sensitivity and not enjoy, not be pleasured. That's another sad fact, because the way it's designed is supposed to be. Right.
Yes.
So, even that note, as as I would ask the names. I'm not great with names, but if you show them on the screen, I'll get them. Yes, Sade. I remember that name. Yes. Sade, I heard you mention about a store. Now, when someone comes to the store, and they may want to buy something, I mean, what is your education process in saying, hey? Do they go to like some kind of listing or what they're looking for, and you give them some kind of education, or what you think may be recommended for what they want? Or is just like, okay, you want this, you can have it or whatever. How do you go about that?
Oh, no, no. certainly, it's an education process, because when you first come in, I first have to like talk to you, and then I have to read your energy and communicate with you. So I have to know what form of stimulation that you're looking for, which is the first thing. And, you know, when it comes down to sex and it comes down to the clitoris, there's a lot of scrutiny, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of dismissal. So you have to first let that person get comfortable with you to actually be able to talk to you about sex openly, because a lot of persons still have it as being taboo. So we have to first know what form of stimulation you want. What kind of pleasure are you looking for? Is it clitoral stimulation? Are you looking at stimulation for your G-spot? Are you looking at anal stimulation? So we first have to get to know that. Then I can better advise you to say, okay, this is what I recommend for a certain stimulation, you know. And then the clitoris is so sensitive. You do have women that takes forever to have an orgasm. You do have women that, you know, they it takes seconds for them to orgasm. So different vibrations and pulsations can determine that too whenever they come in store. You know, you may just want one intense speed, one mode, or you may want different pulsations, different vibrations, because you take forever to have an orgasm. Okay. So we have to sexually educate them first. Yeah.
Now maybe all you ladies can probably
sorry to cut you, DJ KTE. I want to ask a follow-up question to that. What is the ratio of male to female that come to you and ask you about these questions? Because I know for the majority of men, once you hear sex toys, they're like, because they think it's a replacement. So they don't think it's an enhancement to the bedroom, or, you know, how can I allow my my woman to you know, or whoever the partner is, to feel that comfortable stimulation. Men usually just see the toy as an enemy. So, you know, what's the that ratio like that you know, men to women that come to you, and you know, how do they treat with the information that you're given?
The number one thing to succeed in that are the ratio is 60-40, women being 60, men being 40. So it's all about being inclusive with your partner. So sexually communicating with your partner is the go-to. So for a female to come to the store and they want to purchase some form of stimulation, some form of pleasure for, you know, the partner, for the both of them, you have to be inclusive. Try not to come alone, or maybe it's a discussion that you have communicated with your partner before, which is very important, because you don't just want to come and purchase something and then, oh, you have that gag feeling in the bedroom. Like, you don't want that. And it's the same thing for a male.
Okay.
Just try to be as inclusive as possible, because you do have couples toys that the both of you can enjoy together. So being inclusive is what I always recommend. Do not come, you know, a female might come and feel like she want to purchase something for herself. Oh, he may like this or whatever. No, you have that open conversation before. And if he's okay with it, then fine, you can come alone. If not, the both of you can come together and then you can see the variety and you can have open discussions. If you can't have it in your alone space, your alone time, at least you can have it inside a space like my space, where you can openly talk about what you may like, what you may dislike, and the form of stimulation that you both want to experience together. So being inclusive is one of my main things for couples once they come inside fetish.
Wow. Alyssa says, no want, no toy. She better use me as a toy. but let me ask this question to the ladies. Can you tell me, ladies, from your perspective, how much of the stimulation or the experience has to do with your mental state, has to do with your how maybe relaxed you are, maybe how you've dealt with traumas. How important is that to really enjoy, know your body, and really just, you know, not miss out?
Listen, you can't jump into it. I wouldn't tell anybody to just jump right into it and you're ready to go. There is foreplay, and foreplay is not just touching just the clitoris. Foreplay can include you just setting the mood, So you're setting the mood. You have the lights down low. You probably turn have some the music. Lights.
I'm about to sing out. I'm about to sing a song.
You have music going on there. You're probably even just lightly caressing the person to know that, listen, it's that time of the night. So you get the person mentally stimulated first. Okay. All right, we're there. Now, where do you go from there? You could probably go to the pleasure points, because as persons know, there are different ways or access to pleasure and starting the fire. It could be behind her ear that you are kissing her behind her ear. It could be that you're trailing kisses around her breasts, you know, all of that. Before you even get there, you're heightening anticipation. And that alone, it gives the woman such a rush when you get there. So it is like you're not just jumping right into it. You are setting the mood mentally, and then you're going into it physically.
Wow.
Listen, I'm so here for it.
Really?
Listen,
I want to hear your thoughts on that. If you don't mind, I'd like to hear Carilia start on this.
Go ahead, Carilia, and then I'll ask the other question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I completely agree with what Toby said. Absolutely. And it can take many women 45 minutes to reach orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's not a fast process for a lot of women, and that's a beautiful thing.
Right.
For some women it is, but for a lot, it's not. But when they get there, one orgasm can lead to more and more. So the mind is so important. For a lot of women as well. And with that question of sex toys, because it is, you know, if you haven't used them, it can be kind of intimidating or a little strange. But I always think about it like a hobby. Like if you like to go fishing, you want to buy all the fishing gear, right? You get all the tackle and you get the box. Okay. If you like to do crochet, buy all the extra yarn. Everybody's got that like big basket of yarn for the 2 seconds they thought they would knit. Mm-hmm. You buy stuff to go with your hobby. So if you think about having sex with your partners, another fun hobby, well, you got to get the gear to go with it.
I got you. Which leads me to the question, and I want to ask all of y'all ladies this. Is the G spot real? Is it real?
As real as it can get.
It's not a myth. And you know, for education purposes, let me just put it all out there. So how the clitoris is set up, and you know, probably Carolia, you can just show them that thing again. No, when you look inside the clitoris, yes, it has the outer clitoris and then it has the inner clitoris. Okay. So when you look inside, you see that space right there? That's like the space for the penis, basically. Those things on the side, that is what you call the vaginal walls. Or that is the vestibular region that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that part also forms part of your pleasure. So can you imagine you are creating the right fiction there and you're getting deep? That is where the G-spot is located. It's arguable. You know, a lot of persons are doing research and they're saying that based on that fact, because of the sensitivity of the tissues there, they're saying that that could be where the G-spot is located if you're hitting it right.
And I think it's not like one spot, right? It's not like there's this one
the button area.
It's the area. It's the clitoris stimulated through the vaginal walls.
Yes.
All right. And you know, to add to that too, as Toby has said, when it comes on to the G-spot and we discovered that, okay, it does exist, we do have other spots that we need to know as women too. You know, you have to know to explore your body to discover these spots. It's important in guiding your partner, in pleasing you. It's very important. Hence, masturbation is always key. It's not just the G-spot. You have the C-spots, you have the A-spots, and then you have the cul-de-sac.
That's
so there are a lot of spots inside that we need to know as women You know, we have to, you know, stop having this guilt and this shameful thing where masturbation is concerned. And we have to touch our bodies and we have to get to know our spots and get used to our spots. That way we'll be able to have honest and open communication with our sexual partners about how to please us and what makes us feel good and what we're going to have an orgasm from. So that's another important point too.
Let me add this, ladies. Men are known not to talk a lot. We, you know, we tend to kind of just, you know, want to hum our way through life and don't say much. So, mm-hmm. So how would you guide a gentleman who may be inexperienced and may not have the knowledge of how to really please a woman? How much is talking is important to the lady, and how could it guide him to be more, you know, verbal? You know, women, I think they appreciate the verb a lot as well, more. How would you treat that? And you all can answer it different, you know, different in your own way.
Is it verbal in the bedroom or
verbal in before, during, and after? Just the whole process of just, you know, having that conversation, having that's really what you say to a woman to make it.
Communication is important. On all levels, communication is important. So if you as a female can even start that process first, because sometimes men can be very into themselves because they know one thing and they have been good at that one thing until they meet you. So if you can even guide that conversation from before so that he himself can be a little bit more open as to what can please you. And then it too is important that during the sexual act itself, when you find out as the man what pleases, you know, that partner, and you are, you know, talking about the whole sexual act during the intercourse itself, you ask the woman, does that feel good? We mm-hmm. cannot underestimate that question. Does that feel good? Is that good for you? Does that feel good? Do you want it harder? So that it guides the woman to say, yes, man, I'm feeling good, because we have to communicate even in the sexual act itself. So, you mm-hmm. know, when you start the conversation first as the woman, you know, babe, this is what I like, you know, I like when my clitoris is stimulated, whether you want to use your finger, your tongue, whatever, you know, I like that kind of thing. And when you're inside, I like when you, you know, you do it slow and deep, because it kind of
that detail, stimulates get that detail, it.
Yeah, gotcha. Get gotcha. That detail out there from the very beginning, so that when you're in the sex act, because you've been so open, now he can, in a way, open up to ask you, is it good for you?
Interesting. I like that. I like that response.
Very interesting.
That is true.
And would you say
also interesting?
Good, Shadi.
What I wanted to add to what Toby said, which is very important, that sometimes a lot of men they don't like to be vulnerable in the bedroom. I mean, overall in the relationship, because they have to have that sort of trust and that sort of comfort with their sexual partner. And what we have to always remember is that foreplay, moreplay, and aftercare is very important too in the whole sexual communication. You know, that's really important. So by we get to the bedroom, we already know what's happening. So when you get to the bedroom, it's us enhancing or sexual experience, whatever we're doing for stimulation, because we already have that in our foreplay and our moreplay. So we already connect so much with our partner. And, you know, we're so in tune with energy and communication, and you're so sex positive in what you're doing to allow your partner to please you, and your partner allowing you to please you. So it's almost like a two-way street. You know, men are always so focused on pleasing the woman sometimes that, you know, they do forget about themselves. And sometimes a lot of women forget about pleasing the men. You know, they just think sometimes it's about the oral experience. And, you know, it's really not finding out, like, okay, babe, what do you like? You know, so it goes both ways, in my opinion, that I think sometimes we have to know how to please our partner too, or try to guide each other along the way. I mean, we don't grow up getting sexual education. We don't grow up having those spaces, you know, and then there's this make-believe where porn is concerned. No, porn is not real sex at the end of the day. So everybody, and most men, try to go off of what porn is, you know, and the idea of how you should moan and groan and what you should put at the position that you should like. Say. So sex becomes so tense,
you and
know,
how you and how you should look.
Having sex and this mental thing, you know, you're thinking about your angle, you're thinking about how shallowing it is, you're thinking about the rotation, you're thinking about so many things. So sometimes our mental too will kind of
that's important. Yes. Up,
so we have it is.
Yes.
I think men have been told that they are responsible, many men, that it is their job to make the woman reach orgasm by using their penis.
That's so true. That's so true.
You know, I've been with my
Lord, wife. Help me.
Yeah. if we're going to get personal, I've been with my wife for 22 years. I have a sex life I absolutely am so happy with. I think maybe half a dozen times I've reached orgasm purely through penetration. So the way that men are told they have to bring a woman to orgasm, that lesson they get that if you can't do this, you're failing.
That's not even
part of my sex life. Was like, reaching orgasm is something that one achieves with one's partner. It's a journey you go on, and each person is responsible for helping and celebrating and also taking care of themselves. And I think there's just this terrible pressure put on men that somehow they need to do it all by themselves for the woman and with their penis, which anatomically is not always the best method.
The best, true.
You know. To the point, Corellia, I remember one experience I had many, many years ago, and I think I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Mr. Marriott, you might be touching the edge of hypertension. So, to kind of alleviate that issue, let me try give you something, some water pills, to hopefully you won't get to that point and change your diet, some things differently." Of course, I got them some pills and I started taking them. I had no clue what it would have done to my body, any kind of reaction I would have had. So at the time, I was mad, of course. And, you know, during the action pack, the Mr. Pac-Man wasn't working too hard. He was failing the test, so to speak. And so when I heard these words, "What happened to you?" I'm thinking, I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I'm trying to make it. It was the most, and she didn't mean anything harm by it. I'm pretty sure she didn't. But it was a new thing for her, experience that, you know, the length and whatever. It wasn't as hard, and I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on either. I didn't sleep around over here. You know, I wake up this morning and I'm trying to make it happen, but it felt so bad. So many men do feel really bad, like, oh, I failed. I'm a failure because I can't bring my spouse or my, you know, to my significant other to orgasm. And it's a great point you mentioned, Shadi and Corellia, about that part of it. And it needs to be addressed a little more. And ladies also realize that men are very sensitive egos. You'd be amazed how that part of their life is, oh my, you can crush him so badly, he'll never get up again. Yeah,
that's
so
yes.
A great point you ladies mentioned about that. That
I'm sure.
That's
the
truth.
Go ahead, Corellia. I heard you say
something. I have another book recommendation for you because I'm an English teacher and a writer. So always get a book recommendation. This one, She Comes First, is a wonderful, wonderful book on the bringing a woman to orgasm, written by a sex therapist and a man who also for part of his life was not able to use his penis for that purpose. And he felt like he was a failure because he had to do other things and then realized, oh, actually the other things are really working for his female partners. So this is a how-to. And I think it's just a lovely book. It gets a little like specific at the end where there's like recipes for like three of those and two of these and some of that. And I'm like, okay, that's really more than I can keep track of in my mind.
Okay.
The big ideas, the big concepts are really good and definitely recommend that to folks.
So, man, if you're out there and you want to get some ideas, you heard it first here.
I think I'd like to also add, just from experience, when I was married, my husband would do foreplay and get me there. Then we'd go on with the penetration. I'd be there as well. But then he would pull out and then get me there again using his fingers, all of that. Okay. And then he would go back to penetration to get me. So I am there. When
people
climax once or whatever, I would have nights, days, whatever, when literal multiple orgasms because of how he treated the whole thing. And let me tell you also, let me give you a tip. After he would pull out and he would get me there with his finger or whatever, that's the only time I could squirt. The only time I could squirt. And then right after I would get there, he would go back right in there. And that's me going off again in a matter of seconds.
And you left him? What happened here?
Oh, no, my husband died. My husband died.
Oh,
no, I would not leave that.
My deepest condolences to you. But I like him. That's one of the things I think that some men don't get. It's not all about. I think both partners win when they understand each other.
Yeah.
For example, they read the partner. So just like when you talk about your husband will start with the foreplay, and what he does with his fingers, his mouth, whatever, would get you off. Then he would build up that momentum with penetration, because you know men like the penetration. So that gets him off as well, but he doesn't leave you there and go off snoring, sleep, and go watch TV and so on. He goes right back. And so the levels of pleasure keeps going.
And exactly.
So you're feeling it tomorrow morning when you wake up and you go to work and all of that. And you don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. But I think I think the whole idea is understanding each other's body. Not only woman's body, but the man's body as well. Having that connection with each other, and that may take some time, that may take some practice, because especially if that's something you're used to, it may take a little getting into. And I know men, not all men are really into the foreplay, you know, they're erected, they're hard, they just want to get at it. And you know, some men believe that foreplay takes too much time, you know, it takes much time. But once you get into it, guys, it's gonna be worth it. I'm gonna tell you.
Somebody asked, what is squirt?
Squirt is the female ejaculate.
It's not pee, right? It's not a golden shower.
Ejaculate, So it is like the female version of when a man, you know, shoots off. The women
And men can squirt too.
As well. Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
Men can squirt as well, you said?
Yes, so both men and women can squirt. Yes, so men can squirt as well. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's important, so as Missy and Toby said that. Because, you know, nurturing in sex is very important, and a lot of persons don't get that. And then what persons have to really be mindful for in sex is that you need intimacy as well. You know, a lot of people don't think about the intimacy of your whole sexual relation. The romance and the nurturing of it all, as Toby described it, the nurturing of it all, you know, the intimacy of it all. That's the whole sexual connection of it all. It's not just me coming out where you're like, yeah, you know, I'm like when you told my back, where I'm going to arch my back or something. No, you have to nurture the whole process. That's what sex is about, you know, getting intimate and connecting with your partners, almost like soul to soul connection with the positive energy that's happening in the bedroom.
Wow.
That's so, it. So that, that, what I'm that's hearing right there.
What I'm hearing is that, you know, people go to school to get their PhD in whether it's science or, you know, engineering or different things that they go to school for, and they get into that study. So what I'm hearing tonight is that there's so much more that can be achieved when folks really get into it, get into the understanding of the human body, get into conversation, mm-hmm. be open, you know, be open, and realize that sometimes they're getting 40% when they could be getting 80-90%. True. Because some people are happy with the 40-50%, they're very happy, but really if they knew that they were missing out 90%, they would say, wait a minute, let me kind of regroup my mind and, you know, reset myself and get some education here. You know, I must be honest, when I first heard the word, and this was years ago when I was a young man in college, heard the term sex therapist, I thought I was crazy. Like, huh? What would they need a sex therapist for? You know? But as you get older, you realize that, listen, all those areas, those things are very important because, you know, it's wanting to have the experience before and afterwards and see the difference in being ignorant and having a little more knowledge, you know? And yes. So as you talk about your book and your store and you bring the knowledge people, the counselor, that is the idea. How can we now bring that out to the audience and they can say, wow, you know, we can now utilize these information, because many people are sex starved and they're married. They're mm-hmm. missing out and they're together. They have a relationship. That's and they're right. still missing out. Such an important element, as Shadi was saying, that's mm-hmm. soul to soul connection, that heart to heart, you know, understanding. Mm-hmm. And so again, ladies, I'm blown away here hearing you guys being so transparent and so honest and so informative here. So let it rip. I'm still listening, ladies. I'm still listening.
Let it rip. Okay, nice. Before you guys continue, once again, guys, if you're just coming in the room, you're a tad bit late, but welcome. You are listening to Let's Talk Relationships, and we have three amazing ladies joining us tonight, and we are talking about clitoracy, and we're talking about stimulation of the female, how to get it done top-notch style. Please feel free to jump in the comment section. We are looking at your questions, and we're going to be throwing some of those questions to our guests tonight, and they're going to be answering them as best as possible. I saw one question jumping in the question and answer segment, jumping in it with the question, and I think I saw a travel escapade with that question. It doesn't start in the bedroom, does it?
Mm-mm.
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't.
No,
it really doesn't.
And I must express, go ahead.
I'm saying you can start the person up from even on the ride home. You're sending texts to the person, and you know they're all excited about what's going to happen at home, because you're having a picture of probably the shoulder, you're having a picture of the chest, and you know, the words saying I can't wait to do this, I can't wait to do that, and you're getting the person already thinking about it. All right, they might not be, you know, moist down there, but they're thinking about it because of the journey you're taking them on, and then by the time they hit, you know, the door, that's something going on while they're in there and they cross the mm-hmm. threshold. And it's just that journey that you take them. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the bedroom. It happens from even before that.
All right. I have a question, ladies, if you don't mind me asking this. But I thought you were saying something, Kirilla. I think you were saying something. Just finish that thought, and I will ask a question.
Oh, I was just going to say, for all those busy people out there, it's sexy to plan sex. It is totally. My wife and I will be like, hey, what are you doing Thursday? No, Thursday's super booked, Saturday morning. And it's hot, because then you get to look forward to it and you're not wondering, are we not? I think there's an idea sometimes that if you have to plan it, like it kills the romance. I don't think so at all. I think it just gives you something to look forward to and a little bit of certainty, you know what you're doing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So here's my question, ladies. Here is my question to you, ladies. Interesting point Kirilla's made. Interesting point. Having gone into this area, be it the book or store or where you counsel these things, did you have any pushback from family? Maybe some of you might have been a part of a church maybe before, you know, it could be a PK, for all I know, you know, from sisters, brothers. Did you have any pushback in touching these issues? And if you
I'm a Christian.
If you can, expand
I'm a Christian. Uh-huh. And this is something that I have been very passionate about. I like to see people enjoy themselves sexually. It's not just for procreation, guys. And I'm a Christian. So I like talking about sex. I like, you know, I like exploring it. I like, you know, I'm so fascinated with it. So, I mean, if persons, I did something today and I sent it out to persons who would be in the church, and I'm sure that they're probably watching, and I'm sure that probably somebody's going to call me and say, you know, I don't think this is the thing for you. But if persons know me, they know that I don't care. Wow. I don't care. I believe
strongly, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
I believe strongly that even Christian people have sex, and they are supposed to have good sex.
Hallelujah. All right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Sade.
Right. Sade, I want to hear
for
your story
me,
now.
It's oh Lord.
Well, I can tell.
Jehovah's Witness, because my whole family is Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, strict. Oh, my goodness. Sade.
It's really strict. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's all I know. That's all I've ever known. So I've never been in a church, maybe unless it's for like a funeral or a wedding. So it's always a kingdom hall for Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. So for me, growing up in that church, that religion, I don't know, but I've always been the wanting to explore mutual curiosities type, like there has to be more, you know? So I realized that wanting to know more, there's not enough education on that. There's not enough spaces where you can go on to get sexual education. So that's hence why I stepped out to create that space to try and get it on mainstream to say, hey, it's okay to talk about sex. You know, especially when you're growing up in the church and you hear one thing, if you touch yourself, you're going to hell. You know, if you use condom, you know, if you sex, you're going to get pregnant, but you're not being told otherwise, like the fundamental core of the whole sexual wellness and your sexual being, like, you know, to protect you against these STIs and stuff and whatever.
Just do
but
and don'ts.
Me, it doesn't matter what nobody thinks. It really satisfied me in helping other individuals to have that whole sexual pleasure. And that's what I enjoy doing, assisting individuals to discovering these things, because persons really don't know. They don't know. You have persons that really don't know how to stimulate a clitoris when you're doing oral sex. So I want to be a part of that community. I want to be a part of that space, that sexually educate person. Okay. Women don't know how to find the G-spot. Men do not know. How are we going to know? You know, porn is not it. And whatever soft porn they show on these HBO movies or whatever they claim it to be, like, they just don't know. So I want to be a part of that community and create that space that we can sexually educate persons, no matter what you do. Because listen, this is life. You get fighting life all day, every day, for whatever it is. And life is a learning process. We learn every day. You know, I can tell that probably me and my guests, we learn about something. We learn about sex, something new every day. Like, there's always something new to learn. There's always somebody coming to you to tell you about this and to tell you about that. You know, so I enjoy doing it because I want to know how I can better help you in your sexual growth and your sexual health. Right. You know, it's a big thing. And it's not just, okay, you're selling sex toys, but then you have the medical aspect of it. And then you have the whole, if you want to get into it, you have the sexual trauma. You know, a lot of women really don't like fingering because they've been so traumatized from a younger age. You know, everybody touch you and you do all of that. So here you have to have persons that you need an outlet to release all of that. You know, you need help. And then here comes, you have, oh my God, so many things, the tantric massages to help with all that embryo and everything that you've been going through. So it gets on the medical terms of things, you know, if you're a sex addict, you masturbate so much. I mean, there's so many things to it. There's so many things that we need to know. It's almost like the clitoris, because it's not just the piece size that's there. It's the whole glands that, you know, as
oh, yeah.
You. So that's yes. what the whole sex thing is about, you know.
Okay.
Yes. Sexual
relation.
Yes.
So for me, I don't care. I enjoy it, and I enjoy when, you know, my clients and customers are sexually satisfied and they're pleased, you know. And we need that. We need open conversations for that. You know, women need to start asking for what they want. Women need to stop faking orgasms. You're not feeling it. You need to talk. You need to say what you want, what you don't want. And men need to do that as well. So I enjoy it. I don't care.
Great point, Shadi. But let me add this to the point you make. Now, this is where I'm trying to figure out. Have you ever had people, like maybe Christians, who came like undercover, you know, like, shh, don't tell anybody, just help me with this? You know, people who are very religious, but they really are in search themselves for, you know, the enjoyment. Have you ever dealt with that, ladies?
Of course.
And you have to advise them,
I have.
You know, kind of. Mm-hmm. You want to speak to that a little bit, if you don't mind?
Well, I mean, you know what's the good thing about it? Sometimes, I don't know how to say it, but I think sometimes a lot of Christians can be hypocrites, and they can be very hypocritical. You know, they say one thing and then do another. And that's life. It's okay. But there are a lot of Christians that want to do things. They want to explore. Hey, you're human too. You know, you have feelings too. You have emotions. You know, Christians want to have an orgasm. Everybody wants to experience that euphoric orgasm. Everybody wants to be stimulated somewhere, somehow. But the thing is with Christians, I mean, I don't know. Listen, talking about Christians and sex is politics. It's not something I like to talk mm-hmm. about.
Oh, yes.
It is politics.
Oh, yes.
So it's like,
I get you.
But, you know,
I get you.
To be very inclusive, especially if you have your partner. Nothing yes. is wrong with you wanting to explore with your partner, and you are Christian. Like, that's who you're supposed to explore with. That's who you're supposed to want to do everything with and get to know that person. So Christians do come. You know, I'm very non-judgmental at all times. It doesn't matter. But if you do come and you need my help, I'm going to assist you. You know, as long as you're inclusive, I'm fine.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Shade, it's a perfect time to take a spotlight break. All right. And this mm-hmm. spotlight comes from our very, very, very own Apostle Faith. She is a pastor and she sings a sex song. Y'all need to hear that. All right. So we are going to our spotlight right now. And
I am just hoping that someone purchased this CD. It's called a Spiritual Erotic Expression of Love. Yes, if this is mostly geared to couples, and this will help to inspire couples to be more mindful and be more appreciative of what God has given them. And it's a very good stimulator to build up yourself in the bedroom. Yes, it's highly sexual. Yes, so it has that mindset for you to think on sex. That's what it's all about, because God ordained it for marriage. So if you are married, you should be functioning at the junction. And this CD does help to stimulate your mindset. So if you have lost your buzz or lost your fizz or whatever it is, you better get right down dirty diggy with it. Come on now. We're not going to neglect that part of our marital bed. We know a part of marriage is communication. You know, you're verbally talking, but also connecting with your body is another form of communication as well. So this CD will certainly help you in that area. It will, if you have a little slow in that area or something kind of offbeat and you kind of lose it, like I said before, come on, put that spot back in there, honey, and get back on that horse. Okay? All right now. I ain't joking now. This is real. Okay? God said marriage is honorable. The bed is undefiled. So you better work it. Come on. You got your husband, got your wife. Work it. Make that bedroom spicy. Come on now. I'll work it. Because let me tell you something. God made marriage for a reason. And it's for us to enjoy each other. So it's important for you to spend time in that place as well. Not only, like I said before, communicating through mouth, connecting with each other, you know, praying, doing different things, but also get jiggy in the bedroom. Okay, so this CD will definitely help you in that area. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's kind of heavy. So if you got issues and got some, you know, things about sex, about your body parts, well, I don't know if you could listen to this, if you can contain yourself, because this is highly sexual. I ain't playing. Okay, so get your copy today at the website. Oh, trust me, it will blow your mind. You get a little tip of it at the website, but I want you to order it. And once the order comes through, I send the copy out to you. And you just order it on the website, and it's $5, and plus you pay shipping and handling to get it to you. So, and order one for your couples. You got your young people getting married. Thank God, some of them are getting married. Give them a copy in there. Give them a copy of the CD in their gift bag, or something. Whatever you're doing, throw a copy in there. Buy a few, give out to married couples to spice up their relationship. All right. So thank you. God bless.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Listen, she said she ain't playing. She ain't playing.
That's right.
See, they're my husband saying that he needs a copy. So I'm going to get that.
Mm-hmm. Spice it up. Spice it up.
Spice it up. Oh, wow. All right. That was Apostle Faith Waters. Listen, go get it. It is hot. Go get it. Okay. She ain't playing. She said she ain't playing. Thank you so much for that spotlight. Thank you so much. All right. So we are continuing on our conversation about the woman stimulation and how to get there in the bedroom. I saw a question earlier that I want us to talk a little bit about. I know, the curtains are coming down slowly but surely, but there's a question from Travel Escapades. And the question said, do you think the taboo do you think the taboo of sex forces people to suppress and they sometimes become predators?
When they can't control themselves.
When they can't control themselves.
Wow.
I don't think it is necessarily that they become predators. It could be that these are, latent things that have been there for a long time, those kinds of desires to go against maybe what sex should be. So instead of you're doing it consensually, you're probably doing it non-consensually. That's something that is the person is probably psychologically hardwired. There's something there that is causing that kind of reaction. But in terms of suppression, what I've seen suppression do is that persons are embarrassed to even do what they need to do, in the bedroom, because they are so, suppressed. Church doesn't talk about it. My mom didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody around me talks about it. And then we start thinking, okay, so how can I get the information? So you go to pornography. But what you see in pornography is not what is out there in the world. So you are even further suppressed.
Oh, wait. Wow.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? So you're there wondering, okay, how do I do this? And then some of the times, because you're so suppressed, you don't know as a person what pleases me, especially if you're a female. You don't know what pleases you. And then when you get into a relationship, that person doesn't know how to please you. That person is probably going to use some old tactics that he used on the other female. And he's going to get it to use it on you, because that lady, she didn't complain. So you can't complain. And when you're not pleased, you realize that there's a breakdown in the relationship there. So in terms of deviancy, where that is concerned, I don't think sexual suppression does that. But that in itself, that deviant switch in their brain is an abnormality, a psychological abnormality.
Wow. Interesting point.
All right. Interesting. There was another question that somebody texted to me, I think Karelia spoke about it when she introduced the second book. And the question is, what are some of the other ways to please a partner and to get them highly stimulated? I know in the beginning of the show, I read a few from the article I was reading from and healthline.com. Share with us some of your, you know, what you have read, what you've experienced, and, you know, the other ladies can chime in as well.
Well, I am so excited to share this resource with people because I think it answers all the questions, or so many of them. It's a web series called OMG Yes. So like, oh my gosh, yes. And it is a beautifully done, high production value series of informational videos about how women masturbate. And there are women who have volunteered to be part of the program to talk about how they masturbate, to show how they masturbate. And they break it down by, you know, 6 or 8 different techniques that a lot of women use. And then they have a second series, which is on penetration. And each little unit is a brilliant tip for bringing pleasure to a woman. Just, I cannot recommend it enough. And it's really sexy too. So if there are women out there who are like, you know, I want to talk about this with my partner, but I'm kind of nervous to do it. Mm-hmm. If you feel comfortable, you can say like, hey, would you watch, you know, each segment is like, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Like, hey, I'd love this. This would be so good for me. Will you watch the video with me? Or, hey, I don't really know what I want. Can we try like each one of these? Really cool program. Mm-hmm. OMG, yes.
Interesting. So it's really getting to know your body well. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you can also be able to admit that to your partner. And that's great. That's funny.
And you know, to kind of shy away, just using an experience here, to shy away from the whole clitoris stimulation, I once orgasmed just by the pleasure point of my nipples. Just that. Mm. Just doing that, and I orgasm. So, I mean, there are other ways to orgasm, even though, yes, the clitoris is actually one of the most important parts of pleasure, the primary source of pleasure for women. But then there are other pleasure points that we also can pay attention to get the woman, maybe not completely there, but it's an erogenous zone that gets the person stimulated in a way. So as I said earlier, the neck can be one of those things. You know, the nipples is one of those things. I've seen persons with the navel, just the inner thighs, not directly at the vulva, which is the outer vagina, but you know, just the inner thighs alone, just kissing that gets the person rearing and ready to go. But in terms of orgasm, of course we know that the clitoris, that whole area, is the primary source of orgasm for the woman.
I agree with that. So you know, as you both said, Karela and Toby, exploration is key. It's very important, very very important. Exploring with a solo journey or with your partner, you can try different things in exploring those mutual curiosities. You know, you can get into temperature play, you can get into edge play, you can get into impact play. It's just for you to explore with your partner, or maybe on solo journey, just exploring is really key, as what the guests, the other guests had mentioned. Yeah.
Yes. I have one silly question I must ask you. Oh, Shadi. You know, like I said, men are a little bit more touchy when it comes to being a man, you know, a man's man, you know, and making it happen. Mm-hmm. But what do you recommend if a couple goes to a toy store that, and if they decide to use an extra toy, dildo in this case, should it be bigger than the man's? Should it be always smaller than his? If she picks it up and it's a little big.
Oh my God.
Don't make me laugh. Don't do it. Chimchi always make it smaller than his.
Oh my
God. And don't make it bigger.
Because that may be a problem. He may go into praying fasting and Lord, make me Lord, enlarge my territory. So I'm just trying to figure out.
I know. You know, a lot of men, they're so egotistical and your size really matters to them on, on all levels.
Yeah.
So it depends on the individual. You know, but overall, probably 90% of men really want it to be the same thing or just a little bit smaller, but nothing bigger.
Amen.
I don't know why. I think it's just ego. For me, I really think it's just ego. They're just concerned. Men just always think, you know, especially if women or if they should find out that their partner has cheated, the first thing is, I'm bigger than me. You know, because size matters so much to men. Like, and then they don't understand that it's the size really don't matter. It's how you use what you have.
Use it,
you
know,
and learn
You have a store, and you know what I've learned from you know, knowing about toys, and appreciating persons who use them is that. It's not most men, when they think about a toy, they think about a dildo shaped like thing, right? They think about so that's where size comes in. You have things like the rose. Am I right, Shadre? Talk to me now. Let me see if I learn. You have things like the rose.
You are.
Okay, you have things like the bullet. You have things like the vibrating underwear. So I mean, it doesn't
Vibrating underwear. Well, hold up here.
Yes.
Well, the show has
gone
south.
You don't have to worry about your size.
Vibrating underwear.
Come on, Shadre.
I can't argue that. But I think that's where sexual education part of it comes in. Because naturally, when people hear sex toy, they really think about a big 9, 10-inch, 11-inch dildo.
That's
Or
that's
they just think about a regular vibrator. Not knowing that you can have erotic books to really help in your relationship and your sexual communication. Not knowing that you have lingerie to help in your role play that goes along with your foreplay. You know,
you
have small stuff as games. You know, whether it's going to be a board game, a dice game, or
the dice. Exactly.
So they don't know. That's so, you know, that's what they always go for because of how they depict sex out there in the media and on mainstream. So that's why, again, we have to have spaces like these to kind of sexually educate them and let them know that, no, you can even start as slow as using a dice. You know, women and men can both dress up, go in your costumes. And do your role play with each other. Kind of have that excitement in the bedroom. Like, don't get complacent. Feel like, okay, now we're together. May I go wear my tired every night, go to bed. May I go feel like I go put on a nightie. You know, we have to know how to kind of spruce up the relationship at some point. You know, you have everybody, when they hear about BDSM, bondage, and discipline, sadism, and masochism, they just think about handcuffs. Like, no, there are so many things where BDSM is concerned. You know, you have the hand restraints, you have foot restraints, you have the spreader bars, you have the slings, you have the gans, you have the nipple clamps, that is good for a nipple sensation. As Toby said, she can have an orgasm just from getting stimulated from her nipples. So there are so many things that we have to continue to sexual educating persons to know that, hey, it's really not just a big dildo. You know, and then we have to educate men as well, because they get, I don't know, they get so defensive when it comes down to sex toys or anything that's vibrating or stimulation. And all they can focus on is their ego and their size. Like, no, it's not about that. What happened to DP? There is a double penetration that probably your partner wants to enjoy, but just don't know how to communicate it with you. You know, having having penetrative sex. Okay, I want something for anal play just the same. You know, so, or I want two dicks in one time doing penetrative sex. Okay, you won't have a next human being, but here is something that.
But you have the dildo. That's right.
But you have the dildo. So there are just different things to explore. But again, we just have to like let them know how to explore it and just try to sexually educate them and try to be as inclusive as possible in the bedroom. Not just to let them know that, okay, we have a sex doll, so we have, it's all about a bullet. It's all about. No, it's really not. You know, you can take the medical aspect of it, to let them know that, okay, where Sex Toys is concerned, you have Kegels. I mean, a lot of women know about Kegel exercises.
Kegels,
and then you have Kegel ball that helps you to tighten the pelvic muscles, which is also good for childbirth, you know, after childbirth.
Yeah.
So many things. And then you have dilators that you want to let people know that, hey, I mean, some women just are naturally tight. So you want to use the dilators to kind of help free up the passage so you can make sex more pleasurable, you know. So, and then what we have to always remember, no matter what, you have to always just pleasurize, prioritize your pleasure. You prioritize everything else in your life, your professional life. But what happens to your sex life? Your sex life, it affects your mental just the same. So you have to just know now how to prioritize your pleasure along with everything else.
Wow!
Exactly.
You just had the closing statement for us tonight. Prioritize your pleasure. Like that's it. Like that's the wrap. Drop mic. That's it, guys.
So, ladies,
listen. It was such an awesome night.
Yes, it was.
Oh my God!
I have one last little fantasy. I want to let the world know. And you ladies know, I just find a story I want to share with the world. I want to get in the plane, 40,000 feet in the air, jump off with my partner. How about that? What do you think? Is that crazy enough?
And go for it.
When we jump off in the plane, whatever happens, you know. We may miss, but that's the idea. Anyway, ladies, listen, it's been a pleasure.
Oh my God.
You guys are absolutely amazing. So informative, so graceful, and so blessed. So I think we may have a part two coming up. We might let the ladies know. But I think that these conversations need to be had more. And I think that I'm just really I'm a more informed man tonight, and I walk away with my own little gift bag of information and the store. I'll find you wherever you are. That book, please show it again if you don't mind. Carilia, I want to see it. And if you can, Sade, where can we find you? We can book an Amazon satisfaction guaranteed. Thank you. Yeah. And Sade, where can we find it? Where can we locate you?
Oh, you can visit or my website is www.fetishsecrets.com. The word secret and then with a z.com. I'm fully e-commerce, so I ship to you wherever you are in the world. If you're local and in Jamaica, we're located at 9211 Phoenix Avenue. That's Kingston 10. So that's it.
Nice.
All right.
That's been at least. Where can we find you?
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Ladies.
It was very stimulating.
Bless every one of you. Yes. I want it back again.
It was.
Let's talk.
Relationships. On You, Me, Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business.
And love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty.
And DJ KTE.
On everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7.
Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.